Hey, everybody. Welcome back to This Moment. This is the transatlantic bridge connecting Harlem, USA to Stockholm, Sweden. Myself, I'm in Stockholm right now. My name is Jason Diakite. And as always, I'm in conversation, much needed conversation, with my dear brother and co-host, Chef Marcus Samuelson, representing Addis Ababa, Gothenburg, and Harlem, USA. Marcus, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, Jay. How good? You know, I was looking forward to talk to you today so much because, you know, your IG is blowing up, man.
I'm staying busy. I'm staying busy. Finally, stuff is happening, man.
So on two levels, the single is coming out and it sounds dope. And
Thank you, bro.
Thinking about, there's basically been like, I think, two rappers that has kind of like not spit in English and broken America in a way, right?
MC Solar,
right? With
his French. Way back in the days. Yes. Too long ago for a lot of you to remember.
Yeah.
But those that remember, remember.
Yeah. And then on the opposite, I mean, there's a lot of course, an Afrobeat that is in Pidgin English, you know, that is really, really cool, right? But, even if you think about ragamuffin as an expression of hip hop as well, there's a couple of rappers or in hip hop that sort of broke without sort of traditional English or American version of English. But when I hear your songs, man, and the way we're doing it, I think I might be a Swedish rapper to break into the hip hop scene here in America.
I've been waiting for so many years for it to be, for the Swedish language to gain some traction in the United States and people being able to nod their heads to some, you know, to some Swedish hip hop.
Yeah.
That probably because I'm too lazy to translate the damn songs to English. But, you know, so either we'll see what comes first, you know, either some spits in English. You know, all through the 90s, I rapped in English. I mean, that was the only kind of credible, authentic, and like you couldn't rap in any other language. Then about mid 90s, we started seeing France, of course, were the first to start, you know, rapping in their mother tongue and building up a domestic scene. Denmark was also really...
I didn't know that.
An early... they were way earlier than Sweden, you know? And I used to perform a lot in Copenhagen, 93, 94, 95. But then by 96, the most popular groups were all rapping in Danish and hip hop became huge, like really, really big in Denmark. And, you know, the bookings didn't come in that much because they were like, you know, rappers in English. Nah, we have these groups rapping in our own language and we prefer that. So that's kind of how Denmark phased out. And then, you know, Petter came with his album Mitt Sjätte Sinne in 1998. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Nobody told me that you could rap in the Swedish language and it could actually sound cool. And also, you know, and Petter knows this. And so I heard him and it's like, what? What he's doing, I could do that. Let me get in the booth here. What? You said Swedish was okay?
Yeah.
Because I got some Swedish. And then, you know, as with everything, as with this podcast, by my second album, I felt like I had kind of started to master rapping in Swedish, you know?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
There's been one, so to prep for this, there's been one number one in the U.S. Rapper that did not spit in English. So do you know what it is?
No.
Rock me Amadeus.
Ooh. Falco. Yeah, that's pushing the envelope, bro. That's experimentation. Okay, so
that's why I have to, like, wait for it. It's not always good.
That's what I was like, what? Who's he gonna pull out now? So for all y'all who don't know who MC Solar is, you gotta go back about 25 years. If you don't know about Falco and Amadeus,
that's right.
You gotta go back like 10, 12 more years. We're talking early 80s, you know.
Nah, absolutely. Nah. It could be early. No.
Anyway. I think not early, maybe mid 86 or something like that. I was a little kid.
Yeah. But anyway,
it feels good to, you know, I guess, you know, in comparison to you is like, you know, when you're on the line or when you're in the kitchen, when you're actually doing what it is you do, right? I call myself a rapper, you know, every day of the year. But when I'm actually releasing music, I'm just dealing with the core of my kind of creative being. So it feels good to be back in that space. My new single is called Balls från ett B-barn, which means bars from a bee child, which is kind of a wordplay with, you know, in Sweden, they call kids who are privileged or, you know, the ones born with the silver spoons as A children. So I'm saying I'm in team number two. I'm the B child, but also B for brown, you know?
Yeah, I thought also about that B a lot. If you, that was reference, what that reference was. I didn't know if it was for black. I didn't know if it was for the word black.
It's for all before. Of those. See, you just added two more. It's for black, blatte, brown, and second class, you know?
Wow, that's strong.
Or third, yeah.
But your wordplay is always interesting. I mean, I like one of the first lines that you said, basically, hotarna går rätt till pantbanken. How would you translate that line? I love that line.
The haters are laughing all the way to the pawn shop, but their manual is too thin. They forgot it in their glove box. The knowers are screaming. Well, I can't translate it anymore. Hatarna skriker sig hesare än tofs people. Debatterna hetare än koks people. Yeah.
But that was when I asked, and also asked from the audience for the next one when we're sitting here, can you just do like four or five bars from, you know, just a translated version, just to, you know, could you give yourself some time? But just like, we would love to hear. But I just think it's really, the wordplay is brilliant, right? It's brilliant Swedish.
Thank you, bro.
And
thank you.
I just think that would be fascinating also for American listeners to hear sort of your, you know, what would it sound like in English? You know what I mean? Because I think that's interesting.
There's and I'm happy too, because there's some layers in the track, right? So this track was actually written about December 2019. Mm-hmm. So, for example, and that was the time when the Zlatan statue was being torn down. So I talk about that, you know. So it's actually a little bit like a time capsule.
Okay.
But I also have a chance in it to, you know, nod to the younger generation that's really coming strong. I mean, Marcus, the top 50 most played songs in Sweden. So the top 50 chart, in the States, it's the Hot 100. Here, it's the Hot 50, is totally dominated by independent, young rappers. So they all have these three things in common. They're rappers, they're independent, and most of them are under the age of 20.
Wow. So that you fit all three because you're independent, you're young, because in blues, you don't start blues until you're 68. So you're very young.
No, until you really can sing it. And I say that in the song that, you know, nowadays I mostly sing to my therapist, but, you know, but it doesn't matter because we're all about to leave this country anyway, when the party we don't mention step into the government office. But I'm enjoying that, you know, nod. Of course, for me, who's been a part of Swedish hip hop since 1989,
and been a part of building, you know, you were one of the,
been a part of building hip hop, what it is today in Sweden, which is by far the same as globally, by far.
On the Mount Rushmore of hip hop in Scandinavia, who are the four? of Mount Rushmore. Ooh. I can give you the man. Four
You're
in America.
You're putting me in hot water, man.
I can give you the four
Marcus,
in America.
Man, I can't even go to Malmo after the Zlatan episode. Now it's like Stockholm is going to be off limits. Who are the four? I would say...
Number one is Nina Cherry. That's number one.
I agree. I mean...
Queen's got to be there, number one.
Nina Cherry. I would put, you know... I would put somebody like DJ Sleepy up there too.
Cool.
You know, he's a DJ. He's been DJing and touring for, you know, since about 89, 90, mm-hmm. you know. So for 30 plus years, been in it. Today's an A&R, works at a big record label, signing a lot of those young rappers, but also, you know, having the respect and they listen to him because they know he's an elder, right? Yeah.
You're definitely,
you know, we didn't.
You don't have to put yourself in there, but I'm putting you in there.
You can put me up there, but I couldn't go. Who else can we throw up? I mean, you know, maybe not for their rap skills, because I was never a fan of Doge from the Latin Kings as far as his, you know, I always felt that he was kind of a subpar rapper, but what they did with their music was still kind of monumental. I mean, it came in and it shook Sweden. It was the first time, the Swedish ghettos had a voice, or mm-hmm. got a true voice, and won Grammys and kind of were invited into the... So maybe, you know, all of this is like highly controversial stuff to talk about.
Well,
you know,
I stuck with mine. It's easier going in. For me, it's okay, easier. It's less controversial for me. So I'm mm-hmm. starting with two women. I'm starting definitely with Nina Cherry. Like most people, a lot mm-hmm. of people don't know she has Swedish height, but she has. We're going to claim her. Boom. We're doing that.
Absolutely.
Then number two.
Oh, no, she's Swedish. 100%.
Holding it down for the women. And G-Berg again. Leila K. Got to
Leila.
Get.
Leila K.
I would put Leila K. and Robin Rass combined, actually. Because they kind of did it together. And then definitely Jason. Definitely Timbaland too. Like that's like, yes, definitely. Because also you switched it into Swedish, which is very, very, very cool. And then the last...
ADL.
Of course. I mean, of course.
ADL's got to be up there.
ADL, Timbuktu, Leila with Robin Rass and Nina Cherry. That's a good room.
It's an Afro-Swedish thing, brother. Thank you, man. Yeah. That's a good four to have up there. You've been busy. I've been busy. So we haven't had time to talk between eps. And so much shit has happened just in the past week, mm-hmm. you know. And I mean, there's a lot of things we could dive into, brother, but one of them that we need to touch on is, you know, to first of all send a rest in power to Darkman X, Earl Simmons, the rapper known as DMX. I don't know if I was the biggest kind of DMX fan when Rough Riders came out, but it was impossible not to be affected by the sound. I mean, they came in with, you know, Swizz Beatz and with this new way of looking at, a new way of sounding. They were kind of like the Bomb Squad of their day, right? They were so original in their way. And DMX's whole artistic persona was original. And to me, he really speaks to that ingenuity of hip-hop that amazing. Hip-hop has always had, man.
I mean...
And for him to pass at such a young age, it's Yeah, you know, my hat's off.
Yeah, DMX for me was also highly original, right? Highly original. Like, you hear his voice, you knew exactly, and the Rough Riders sound. You know when it's a Rough Riders sound, whether it's Ja Rule or whether it's DMX. But X's voice just cut through anything. And, you know, in the early 2000s, in the late 90s, you couldn't go anywhere without hearing,
and not here.
You know, and it wasn't Rough Riders. Just DMX. It was the bikes, dogs,
Ja Rule.
You know, but it was all of it.
The leather jackets,
all of it. You just feel for him so much. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. And
I hear you.
It's sad.
Speaking to the just the ingenuity and the creativity and the originality that hip hop culture has allowed for not only Black and Brown people worldwide, but just for young people worldwide, is something where beyond the corporate formatting or what is allowed, you know, hip hop has been the lane where somebody like DMX can come in and say, no, I'm reshaping it. I'm going to do it like this. I'm going to bark like a dog and growl and have this whole vision of what I am as an artist and really just do it and set, you know, invent new trends, yeah. set new standards. And that is that's like the truest essence of hip hop culture. And it's asking for it's not asking for permission.
No, it's very unapologetic. And I love that.
And that's what I love mm-hmm. about, that's for me, what DMX really stands yeah. for, or is an example of, and you did, there's several others too, Lauryn Hill, Busta mm-hmm. Rhymes, you know, but it's, you know, hip hop culture and before that with blues and with jazz and with funk and with soul, but this is our generation's iteration of, you know, it's African American culture yeah. at the root, but it's also global culture. This is the gift to the world.
No, definitely rest in power, rest in peace. I mean, you think about it also, so many of those incredible 90s rappers, right? We think about Pac and Biggie, of course. But, you know, X had incredible success. His first three albums came number one, bum, 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 like that. Do you know what I mean? And brought mm-hmm. hip hop in a different way into mainstream because it became just like, it was just building off. Like you could hear DMX in the elevator going into a hotel or to an office. Like, and it was like the grimiest style of hip hop. There was like, is unapologetic. It's like sweaty. It's at a party.
It's raw.
It's raw, yeah. And DMX did some big things too, like duets with Aaliyah, for example. You know, end, he has a song with Bono, for example, like stuff like that. Yeah. Like it's just branching out, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, with Swiss Beats.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, with Swiss has made so much music. You know, people, of course, he just did a Versus, which is super big here in the States, with Snoop. Did a new song with Snoop. Yeah. So I'm like, people had crazy mad love for X. But I always like, it's just sad that, I don't know. Damn, we lost one.
Every step I took, whether it was on solid ground, whether it was in quicksand, whether it was on mud, every step I took had a purpose.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
DMX's passing, what what it really did was remind me of how much I love hip hop culture, what it has meant to me in my life. And it also opens other doors, like having lived my life in service of hip hop culture, but also seeing a lot of the just the wrongs that are built into the structure of the music industry that also come to mind, you know, and that's pretty much a lot of times when artists that I've looked up to and listened to and who have meant a lot pass. And at the same time, we're looking at a business model that really hasn't changed much since its inception in the start of the last century, where you have a record company that is not writing the songs or not playing the instruments, not coming up with the ideas, but is earning a surprising majority of the money that the music is grossing. And even though that has gotten better, I mean, I signed my first record deal with a major record label in 1998. I was in a group. It was me and another buddy. Shout out to my boy Obi in Copenhagen. And we came to the record label with the finished album, mixed, mastered. The whole album was done. He said, we have the album. This is the name of our group. This is our concept. This is what we sound like. And they said, okay, great. We'll sign you. We got 8% of the net income to share between two of us, which means 92% of the income goes to a record label. You can see the balance is totally off, right? Mm-hmm. So you have that working in tandem too, with just the personal, you know, yet and still young people for so many generations, young people have sought this career and this arena because the need to express and the need to get on that ride
you go get up there, you the goal was to get signed. So when you signed, you felt like that was success, right? Like, yeah.
I thought I was home. I was like, okay, I'm, you know, I thought with the money that I was paid to sign the deal, I thought that I wouldn't have to work again.
Mm, wow. Yeah.
Fast forward to the one wise thing I did do. I paid a whole year's rent. Mm-hmm, my nice. Rent was about $400 a month. Yeah. I paid a whole year's rent.
Good.
On what? That was the one smart thing I did.
Yeah.
Because 3 months later, my bank account was empty. Mm-hmm. And I was like, shit, I didn't know that I could spend, you know, this was about something like $15,000 that I was mm-hmm. given. You know, and to me, that was,
yeah, sure.
I hadn't, I, you know, even $150 was a lot of money yeah. at that time. I was like, yeah. yo, I'm good, man. I'm done. I've got a record deal. I thought that was the destination. What I learned though, you know, was that this was just the start, you know, because what really taught me, you know, I was signed to this record label in 1998. By 1999, I started my own independent record label. So in the course of a year and a half, I had a crash course in how the music industry operates, which led me to start my own label. And then I released, you know, lots of albums over the course of 10 years that I ran my independent label. Because at that point, I'd realized enough or learned enough about the music industry. It was like, no, let me take control of all the means. And even though, you know, I don't have the marketing tools that say a huge company does, but I can learn. And if that means that I'll sell less records, but yet and still my friends and I are in control of all the aspects of what our music is sure. earning, then so be it. And it turned out that our record label was very successful. We sold a serious amount of records.
You know, I think that there's so many things in music industry and the food industry that are similar. I saw so many talented people in my industry that, you know, we lost, whether it was to drugs or alcohol, and then on top of that, mental health, right? So mental health is obviously both a big issue, both in the music industry and in the hospitality industry. And they're you know, we didn't talk about it for a very, very long time. What's happened over the last 5 years, we have been talking. In my field, I think actually the death of Anthony Bourdain opened up the conversation to the mental health conversation. And then a little bit, and then within that, we talk more about drugs, talk more about alcohol, you know, and deep depressions and so on. But I do think what's coming out of this is that, in my industry at least, there is much bigger conversation about mental health. And our industry as such is a too much pressure to always be around alcohol when you go to events and all of this stuff. So there has been some healthy conversation and some move towards sort of a better space and better conversation post Anthony Bourdain's death. What's horrible is that it always has to take one of these major icons to get there. But, you know, there's a lot of loopholes, there's a lot of holes within entertainment, within restaurants and hospitality. And you got to navigate through it.
Marcus, as always, it is such a meaningful part of my life to be in conversation with you. Rest in power, DMX, Darkman X, your music will never die. And thank you all for listening, and we'll catch you next week. Peace.
I'm only 26, so I just been doing it, you know what I'm saying? And not even thinking about getting on, just doing it because I love doing it. You know what I'm saying? I like doing it. I like getting a response, you know what I mean?
As we were recording the episode, we just started to learn the news about Dante Wright. It's so sad. And the fact that a police officer that had been in the force for that many years don't know the difference between a taser and a gun. Not only is it sad, it's also unacceptable. Watching the images between this young brother that has so much life ahead of him, sitting there with his child on his knees, and we just have to come up with a different path, because it ain't working. And always when this happens, I think about my son, just being a kid, running around, and I'm sure he will make tons of mistakes. And my fear is, will one of these mistakes, when he becomes a teenager, become lethal? My heart goes out to Dante Wright's family, and Jason and I will follow this, and we'll come back to you with a deeper dive into the case.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.